Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Nun Zayin, Sanhedrin 57b, pagination is 114. And the Gemara we're going to explore is going to touch on the topic of abortion, killing a fetus that is in its mother's womb. Now, certainly, the result of our Gemara is that abortion is forbidden, and that's certainly the Talmud's viewpoint on abortion, the only exception being certain cases where the mother's life is at risk. We would have a concept of rodef, where the fetus is endangering the mother, and therefore the fetus can be killed. We might also have certain possibly types of leniencies if the fetus in very, very early stages is viewed akin to murder, but not actually murder in certain cases, then other psychological needs might warrant a question being answered again. But the basic Talmudic position is that abortion is not simply a right to choose. Let's explore the Talmud's position on the topic, starting from the top line. Ashgach Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha found Davaksiv B'Sefer Agadata, is written in a book of Agada Devei Rav from the Beis Medrash of Rav. So this is authoritative, but interestingly, it's being presented as a Sefer Agada. It's like a medrash. It wasn't intended as a halachic work. And in this volume, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha found a law regarding Ben Noach, regarding Noahide law, where it says, Rabbi Yishmael, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amru, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, they taught, Af al ha'uborin, also on a fetus, it would be considered a capital crime. The Gemara wonders, Minoani Mili, how do you arrive at that prohibition? Where does it say it in the Torah? And about 12 lines from the top, we have the question formally posed. My time at Rabbi Yishmael. What's the reason for Rabbi Yishmael? Dechsiv. There's a pasuk in the Torah. Bereshis. Tes. Vav. 9:6 in Bereshis. Where the pasuk says, Shofech damo adam, ba'adam damo yishofech. Now, commonly we translate this pasuk, a person who spills the blood of a person, comma, through a person, his blood shall be spilled. Meaning, it's a capital crime, punishable by the death penalty. Person who murdered is up for capital punishment. Says Rabbi Yishmael, there's another way to read this pasuk. Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. A person who spills the blood of a person who is in another person, that act warrants damo yishafech execution. It's a capital crime. Asks Rabbi Yishmael, Eizehu adam shehu ba'adam? Who is the person that's within a person? That is the example of this pasuk upon which it says damo yishafech, that it's a capital crime. Have omer ze uber shebim eimo. It's referring to a fetus in its mother's womb. Now the Gemara continues and says that there's yet another way to do the punctuation. Shofech dam ha'adam. If a person spills the blood of another person, Ba'adam damo yishafech, his blood shall be spilled, ba'adam, with the blood still being within him. Meaning that blood being spilled is merely an expression of killing the person, and the method of killing the person, what is the method of execution, the Torah prescribes that method is chenek, choking, where the blood remains within the person. Ba'adam damo yishafech, the blood remaining within the person, that's how the person should be killed. And we observe that the Rambam paskins that the death penalty is not chenek, like this third approach, but rather sayif, by the sword. And therefore, apparently, the Rambam was rejecting this third method of punctuation, if you will, of reading the pasuk. And we go back and we have the drasha of Rabbi Yishmael, which is shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam, one who spills the blood of a person that's within a person, damo yishafech, it's considered a capital crime. Now, interestingly, in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Tes Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam presents this concept that abortion is a capital crime, is a serious violation, the Rambam gives his reason not by quoting the pasuk, but rather by saying, Hovil vehemis mikol makom neherag, because he killed, in whatever way, method of killing he did, neherag, he gets killed. And apparently what the Rambam is saying is that by a ben Noach, for such a thing to be considered a crime, it merely is that murder occurred. And we don't get into the details of how the murder occurred, etc., or what exactly was murdered. Was it a walking, talking person or a person within a person? We don't get into that. It's automatically considered a capital crime. The Rambam, for example, in the same paragraph writes, Kofso venosno lefi ari. If a person tied another person up and threw him to the lions, that's considered a capital crime, even though he didn't personally kill the person. But Hamis Mikol Makom, he killed. However it ended up happening that he killed, but he killed. Nerag, it's considered a capital crime. In contrast to that, the Rambam in Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Perek Beis, Halachas Beis and Gimel, the Rambam develops this same case in the case of a Yisrael and discusses, for example, Kofso v'hinicho lifnei ho'ari, if they tied the person up and put him in front of the lion and therefore he got killed. The Rambam says, Shofech damim hu, he's a murderer. But ein bohem misas bezdin, but the earthly court does not punish it. It's punishable by heaven, not by the earthly court. And the Rambam continues and quotes a pasuk specifically. He says, Shofech dam ha'adam, if a person kills another person, ba'adam, by doing it personally, damo yishafech, then he's going to get killed. However, other cases, such as killing through a shliach, through a messenger, killing through an animal, other types of cases, those are described in that pasuk as Derisha, Anochi, Edrosh. Hashem says, I will seek it out. I will take care of it. And what we have here, according to the Rambam, is an interesting distinction. By a Jew, we analyze the case. By Yisrael that killed, there's a lot of analysis. Technically, what level, what type of murder did he commit? And therefore, what is punishable in the earthly court and what's punishable in the heavenly court? Whereas the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, describing the standards of the Noahide laws, does not make these types of distinctions, and he just uses the word mikol makom that he killed, however he killed, it doesn't matter. We don't have these nuanced distinctions. It's considered a regular capital crime punishable by the earthly court. Going back to our Gemara, the Gemara used a specific pasuk to darshan the case of fetus, the case of abortion. And interestingly, the Rambam doesn't bring that pasuk. Instead, he uses that very pasuk in Rotzeach and Shmiras Nefesh to make different distinctions of how the murder was done. But when it comes to the Noahide laws, the case of the fetus is simply included in the Mikol Makom. However the murder was done, it makes no difference. We don't have those nuances. And perhaps the Rambam learnt the Pasuk as a drasha, the way he does in Rotzeach and Shmiras Nefesh, Shofech Damo Adam Ba'adam Damo Yishofech. If you killed a person in a regular, normative fashion, then it's punishable by the earthly court. And he held that the drasha of Rabbi Yishmael was more agadic. In other words, we had a tradition that by Noahide laws, murder is murder, and we don't make distinctions. But there is an inference in the pasuk, an agada in the pasuk, that indicates that indeed a fetus abortion is considered a murder. To keep things simple, in summation, the Talmud position clearly is that abortion for discretional purposes is not acceptable. The Talmud cites the pasuk, Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam, one who spills the blood of a person within a person, damo yishofech, it's a punishable crime. The Rambam, interestingly, doesn't quote that pasuk when he brings the prohibition. Instead, he simply says, Hamis mikol makom, a person who kills in any manner, way, or form. And he lists off one example as an uber b'me'eimo, a fetus. Perhaps the Rambam did not feel the need for such a pasuk to prove this point. By Noahide laws, this nuance, difference, type of murder, etc., is not applicable. But in the case of Yisrael, where these nuances of halacha are relevant, so those laws play out as described, that some of these types, like throwing a person to the animal, would not be punishable in the earthly court, but would be considered murder in heaven. And Hashem says, Edrosh, I will seek that person out, and it's my responsibility to take care of it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.